Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Love is a burning thing.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Barbecue Bob and I are down in the studio today, itching to get out of here, enjoy this little bit warmer weather before we get just slammed with the winter weather. I think I'm going to get out and do a little ice fishing. And Bob, he said he's going to do a little cooking today. So you got a little warm weather meal for me to take out on the ice, Bob, because I might want to just go out there and cook on my little gas Coleman heater that I got in my shanty or something like that. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think that sounds like a great idea, actually. The little Coleman jobs, I mean, you can get together a little pot, you know. Not like a bag of weed, but...
Yeah, that guy, my next-door neighbor, he's still in prison for that. Yeah.
Yeah, I owe him $50 yet. No. You can get a little pot and throw some soup, chili, you know, white chili, something like that on a day like today when you're out on the ice. Wonderful to have a nice hot cup of slop, some stew, something like you can whip together real easy. Dude, you can even, like, bring a can of, like... Hormel.
Yeah, right. Kenny Moore.
I'm not after that, man. Throw it on your little burner.
You're not helping me at all.
You got lunch, man.
I'm not doing no Dinty Moore
okay,
out there.
Okay, fine.
I'm surprised you didn't go with the pasty.
No, I'm not the guy that's going to just constantly push for his ethnic roots all the time. But I do love pasties.
All right.
Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
No, what I might do is do a pasty in my pocket, kind of pocket pasty. They make a little...
You better explain that.
That's kind of edgy, wasn't it? They make, you know, if you go to these museums in Michigan, and in the UP especially, they have a historical pieces from the miners and the lumberjacks and all the stuff these guys used to use. Well, if you were in the... Were you in the Boy Scouts, Jop?
Briefly.
Yeah. They threw you out too, huh? Yeah. Well, remember those little meal kits we had? They popped in half and they had, you know... The million things inside them, you could never put them back together.
The utensils, right? Yeah, right, yeah, right.
Well, they have one like that for a pasty. It's a little metal thing that goes together, and it clamped together, and it slid right inside the miner's overalls. And they had pockets sewn in their overalls, and they'd slide that little metal container right down into their overalls because it was cold down, you know, it's like 50 degrees down in the mine. So it's cold all day. But when lunchtime comes around, they just pull that metal sleeve out from their insulated overalls, pop the thing open, and guess what? 98 degrees, baby. You got a warm pasty.
There you go.
Life is good.
Well, a little bit of a tip for if you're a miner, that's a tip from Barbecue Bob.
If you're out on the ice, you could do a little something like that. You can throw a sandwich or something like right into your insulateds in some sort of a little container like that. Now, I have a son of a bocce.
Uh-huh.
You know that little Kamado or that little...
Explain what that is, because
it's
that's
hibachi.
A really cool item.
It's really cool. I know you like that, don't you?
I do.
I know where it's at, so I've got my eye on it.
Yeah.
I don't even think about going to my garage. You steal enough stuff. It's a cool little hibachi. It folds in half, and when you fold it up, the charcoal's right in it. You light it as it's folded together and stand it up, and the coals just light all the way up the thing. You can get red coals in like 15 minutes on it.
Right. Hibachi, for those of you that are not familiar with the term, is a small charcoal grill. And what Bob's really describing is one that folds
clamshell.
In half. It's kind of folds together like a clamshell, exactly. And you're going to put the charcoal in it, and when you light the fire on the bottom, obviously heat rises, and it's going to light up all the coals. And when they get red, you open the thing up, and you've got a grilling surface now that's what, Bob? How big is it?
The thing is so cool. It gives you like a foot and a half by 10 inches maybe.
Right.
So it's so cool. It opens up, and when you open it up, of course, the coals are all lit, so you just spread them out, and you've got a grilling surface that's good for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Right.
And when you're done grilling, I mean, charcoal. It's good charcoal flavor. You could have a couple steaks in your cooler and throw it on there. Burgers, whatever you want.
Fish right off
They're
the ice.
Wonderful. Yeah,
right,
out on
exactly.
the ice. And then when you're done with it, you fold it up, clamp it together, and it goes in a fireproof snuffer bag. So the thing sucks all the oxygen out of the bag, puts the fire out.
Or I would say you could fold it back up, put it near your ice bucket, and you could use it as a heat source till the coals are gone.
You could, absolutely. Just keep it by your feet.
Right, exactly.
Until it melts through the
ice. Kind of a cool little deal, a dual-purpose thing there where you can get a charcoal grill and a heater all in one unit.
Weber makes a little grill called the Q. The little Weber Q is nice. They make a little bitty one. And for, you know, $150, $130, you have a basic little gas grill. Not a bad deal. It's got a cast iron grate. They make millions of them. Yeah. They work well.
Very cool. But just some cool ideas to throw in the ice shed as you're coming out, or throw it in a sled in the back. And when if you're going to be out there all day, a lot of guys will, if you're taking the time to set up the shanty and do the whole setup, is you're going to be out there a while, and you might get hungry while you're there. And one of these little fold-up, little compact grills, like I said, the little one-pound Coleman green gas tanks.
Yes.
A lot of times you can buy a heater head for those that has a grill on it, too.
Coleman makes one.
Yeah, a grate on it, and you could set a pot of chili or soup or whatever you want it on. On top of that, you're getting your heat for your ice fishing, as well as you're going to be able to grill and cook. And
I think that's a great idea. I like those personally because those little cylinders are light to pack, and it gives you intense heat quickly.
Yeah.
And if you're in a shanty, sometimes, not today it's going to be nice, but sometimes you can be out there and it's cold and windy and dark, and you really get cold. It's no fun fishing if you're freezing.
Right, and a heat source and a cooking source. I mean, you're gonna wow the other fishermen on the ice if you're cooking fish that you're catching. Throw them on the ice, fillet them up, and cook them right there. Nothing better.
So what I'm going to do today when I get home is I'm going to put together my big Primo XL Kamado cooker.
Oh, brand new
toy. I'm
going to
put that baby together.
New toy.
And I have a beautiful certified Angus beef that I bought. Nice big bottom roast. And I'm going to try that on a pizza stone.
Okay.
Or maybe in a pan. I'll probably put it in like a little cake pan or something so I can put some juice in with it. Because it's a bottom roast. It's pretty lean.
Okay.
I'm going to need to keep hydrating the thing.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna try putting that baby, roasting it over charcoal today. So.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Throw some onions in with it. And
put a little of that Texas T-bone on there.
I have some Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, right. Hey, now, don't dog me on the Brussels sprouts. I had a lot of people that were on my side.
I'm the convert to the Brussels sprouts.
Right,
see?
Yeah.
I got you on the Cromer. You got me on the Brussels.
Are you going to wear your Stormy Cromer while I'm making you Brussels sprouts, right? Yeah, okay.
So tell me,
how that works.
Brussels sprouts with this roast I'm doing on the Primo.
Right.
What should I do?
Well, personally,
yeah.
I like to grill them
Like we had them at the Bostwick Lake Inn.
That's right.
What do I do like
okay,
that? Those
really
are great.
Easy. You're going to cut. You're going to. There, a Brussels sprout is like a little cabbage.
Yep.
Okay. It's about the size of a golf ball, and they got a little stem on the bottom. Cut the stem off, and then slice them lengthwise in half. So now you got like half a golf ball, right? And I'm going to roll those things in some Old World olive press garlic olive oil, okay? And I'm going to put a bunch of salt and pepper on there, sea salt and cracked pepper, and that's about it. And then you're going to put those things when you take your roast off and it's resting, right, on the counter, you're going to take those Brussels sprouts and put them on your grill grate because, again, they're big enough, they won't fall through. And I want to grill them with the flat side down for
so
about a minute
a
or two.
So maybe a grill basket, that'd be a good time to throw them in the basket.
Exactly.
Then.
Okay. But you want to just roll those things and get some char on the outside and heat them all the way through. But that garlic olive oil with salt and pepper, easy little recipe, but man, are those things phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it's just a good side dish. You know, not everybody likes them, but I'm just saying don't write them off till you've tried them because it is an odd vegetable, but it's a tasty little
deal.
Well,
the ones we had at the Bostwick Lake Inn a couple weeks ago were wonderful.
And you could do a little balsamic reduction.
That's what my daughter Maggie told me.
Right.
She said that they used to do that.
All that is balsamic vinegar. My wife did it for the first time last week. She was amazed how well it was. Simple. Pour balsamic vinegar in a fry pan like you'd fry an egg in. Use a nonstick one. And you boil it down till about half of the liquid's gone and what you poured in.
A reduction.
And when you let it cool, it thickens.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a garnish or a drizzle on top of those Brussels sprouts and any number of flavors of balsamic. We just used the standard 18-year, and it was great, man.
It's like the best balsamic in the world.
It was. So if you're getting out in the winter, out in that cold weather, lots of good things to do. One of them is snowmobiling. And coming up next, we're going to have Ted's Trail Report, a new feature for the grilling guys.
That's right.
But we're going to go north and find out where the snow is. So if you bring your sleds north, you got a place to go. So you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL, and we'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.